Why? Why is it always this? Why is the ritual always the same? When people, so many people say, you know, the church is boring because there's no variety, why don't we do something different for a change? Why are we doing the same prayer over and over again? It's an extremely good question. I don't know whether you've ever stopped to ask that. What is it about the bread and the wine? What is it about this ritual? Why has this been so central right from the beginning? Right from the Acts of the Apostles, it speaks about how the apostles would gather for prayers and for the breaking of the bread. Why? To find the answer, I think we need to look at ourselves. The answer's complex. I mean, this is just one avenue of understanding of many. But to try and understand the Eucharist, I think we need to understand the human heart. There's one thing I've learnt in my very few years as a priest, is that the human heart is really hurting. There is so much pain in the human heart. This is probably the one thing that struck me when I was first came into full-time ministry as a deacon, then as a priest. Working with people in pastoral care, then in confession, I found myself just overwhelmed by the pain. Even people that I'd known for many years who I'd looked up to and I thought, you have got your life together. If there's anyone I want to be like, it's you. But then when they open up to you in that very privileged moment that priests have, and you suddenly see the reality of what goes on under the surface. And I found myself just shocked at the pain that is in people. You know, even families that seem perfect on the outside, when you realize how much brokenness and how much pain and hurt there is. And for, I'd have to say, the first 6 months of my life as a priest, I think my head was spinning a bit in the reality of this. And trying to comprehend how can we live as human beings with so much hurt floating around? And all of us are trying to deal with that hurt and almost medicate that hurt in different ways. And so often in our attempt to suppress it or deal with it, we end up hurting each other more. And thinking, well, where is the hope? Where is the escape from this? And I found myself one evening standing here during Mass. It had been a particularly difficult week, meeting with people and hearing their stories. And it was during the Mass, at that moment just before communion, where the priest holds up the host and breaks the host, that this is Christ present for us in the Eucharist, broken for us. And the thought that came to my mind was, this is the only thing that makes sense. In a world that is dragging itself along with so much hurt and so much brokenness, the only thing that makes sense of this is that God is broken for us. That God has come into our pain. He doesn't stand distant. He doesn't stand judging us, but he comes, takes upon humanity, takes upon the brokenness and the hurt in every way. Every bit of suffering you have ever experienced, he takes upon himself. And at that climax of his life upon the cross, there his body is broken, so that our brokenness could be healed. In taking upon himself all of our pain, he gives us his healing. He gives us this transforming love. And it wasn't enough for him to do this just once so that we would sit here and think about it in a nice memory. But he gives us this abiding sacrament. that this one saving action of the death and resurrection is now made present to us every day. We don't stand here repeating this. We don't stand here breaking Christ again. But through this ritual, we are made present to Calvary. We are made present to the hope of the resurrection. Christ has given us this sacrament so that we can come here and be present to his healing power. Here we only see it through symbols. We only see it through just externals. But what we see speaks the same truth. That here, as the bread is broken, what we are seeing behind this is the truth of Christ being broken for us upon the cross. Broken so that we could be healed. So that our brokenness could be mended. So that as we gaze upon this host, we would see a love so great. And once again, not a love that is distant, not a love that is purely intellectual, but a love that wants to come into the pain. A love that desires to come into those places where you're not coping, where you feel like you're struggling to keep your head above water. Christ has given us this sacrament to be repeated every day because he knows that we have to come and see this truth every day. It could have been very easy for Jesus to say, through my death and resurrection, you all now have eternal life. Go back to your lives and suffer and hope that one day it'll get better. But he didn't do that. Instead, he says, every day I'll be with you. Every day I will be revealing to you again how close I am. That your suffering is my suffering. That what you are going through now, I stand before you, carrying your pain. Being broken with your brokenness. So that in the power of the resurrection, you will be carried and you will be healed. When we stand here, we stand before the death and resurrection of Christ, the one saving action made present to us. But we also need to realize that this is heaven. That we stand here also before the fulfillment. This is the resurrection. This is the point at which our hope is fulfilled. So we don't have to go through life just gritting our teeth and hoping that one day when we die it'll get better. But as we come here in this moment, we step into eternity. This is the teaching of the church. This is the constant witness of the saints. That when you get to heaven, you will be standing before Christ. In the book of Revelations, it uses this beautiful image of a lamb that has been slain and yet is alive. It's the image of Christ crucified yet living. And all the saints in heaven gathered around in worship. This is what we gather around tonight. The crucified and risen Lord is here. In the same way that in heaven, in the book of Revelations, they sing this hymn of Holy, Holy Lord, God of hosts. It's a hymn you've sung thousands of times, and you'll sing again tonight. To understand why we are here, we need to understand why Christ has given us this sacrament in this way. It's because he knows that our hearts are afflicted with so much suffering. He knows that every day is a battle which we only just manage to scrape through. But he knows that we can't do this alone. We cannot do this without hope. And so he comes. He makes himself present to us. He makes this mystery something tangible, something that we can take hold of and hold in our hands. And so if you want to know how to come to the Eucharist, it's quite simply to come in the truth of your mess. to come here knowing how much of a burden you carry. Sadly, many Christians come into the church and put on a very nice holy persona. In the same way that out in the world, we bury our pain very deep because no one wants to see it. And we put on a mask of confidence and we've got it all together and we're heading forward, we'll get past this. Never allowing anyone, or sometimes not even ourselves, to face the ugly reality. We can come to God in the same way, thinking that God doesn't want to know about it. He wants me to pretend to be a saint, pretend that I've got it all together. Everyone else here wants to look at me and think that I'm the model of virtue. But this should be a place of truth. When we come into the church, this should be the place where we actually have the confidence to be able to open up our pain. To be able to stand before God and say, yeah, Lord, my life is a mess. I'm not coping. If people knew the anger, the sadness, the hurt, and yet I can stand before you knowing that you know. And that you don't just know, but that you've taken it upon yourself. You see, when we gaze upon the host, particularly when we gaze upon the cross, we're meant to see our lives reflected. When we see the pain and the horror of the cross, we're meant to look at this and see my own history, my own pain, very much present there. To see Christ taking it upon his own shoulders and destroying it, redeeming it, transforming it, and exchanging it for new life. As we come here, as the bread is broken, as we see before us symbolically Christ being broken upon the cross, and that gift of new life being given into our hands, this is the moment of transformation. If we truly knew what happens here in the Eucharist, we would never leave the same. So many Christians, so many Catholics live their lives burdened with pain and sorrow, burdened with fear and anger, struggling to do this journey themselves as though they have to prove something to God. It's wrong. It's a heresy, virtually. The truth is that Christ gives himself to us, wanting us to open up that place of our life so that he can come in, so that he can enter into that place and love us there, be present to us in that place, so that you would know that you are not alone. You are no longer isolated in your hurt because Christ dwells there. Christ feels what you feel. And he comes with the whole power of the resurrection to transform it. Now, this is the reality, every single Mass. It has been the reality since the day of the resurrection. The thing that changes it is simply our awareness. To come here with our eyes wide open, to come here with our heart opened in truth, desiring it, seeking for Christ to come, so that he would enter into those places and so that his power would be at work in us. This is the whole power of God present before us. When you take the host into your hands, you are taking God into you. There is nothing more powerful than that. God is so close to you. Accept the reality. No longer live out of this lie that you are not worthy. No longer live out of this deception that God is far from you, that God doesn't understand, because he comes into you having taken it all upon himself. He simply desires that you would surrender to him. allow him to be in relationship with you in that place. We come here to heaven. We come here to the source of all hope. Will you come here in truth? Will you come here in humility, knowing your need, trusting that God wants to love you in that place?